www.thebrownfamily.com. Then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on this Monday, February 2nd, 2026 edition. Yes, Groundhog Day. Well, Phil came out, and guess what? Six more weeks of winter. It was today, this morning. I didn't catch that on the news, so I greatly appreciate Dave sending that to me. Six more weeks of winter. There you go. Michigan is the last state without a septic system code. Many of us have septic systems. We live out in the country. We don't have municipal city sewer systems. And Lansing is taking a look at this. Why? Well, Michigan is the only state in the country without a comprehensive septic code, which is intended to prevent contamination of drinking water. But a Senate bill looking to address the regulation, inspection, and reevaluation of septic systems would change all that. Megan Tinsley, the water policy director of the Michigan Environmental Council, said that the past efforts to adopt a statewide code have failed. Tinsley said a higher percentage of Michigan households rely on septic systems compared to the national average. According to the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, more than 1.3 million septic systems are used across the state to treat wastewater before returning it to the environment. Well, according to Eagle, they estimate that at least 20% of those septic systems are failing. Tinsley said that the failing systems release up to 31 million gallons of wastewater per day into the state's underground water aquifers. This poses a threat to both human as well as wildlife in the environment. Joan Rose, a microbiologist at Michigan State University who specializes in water microbiology, studies the impact of septic systems on diseases in the environment. She said that the waterborne pathogens introduced by septic tanks include mostly E. coli, Salmonella, and Hepatitis A. Rural communities across the state are at the highest risk, because so many of them relying on groundwater and wells. Well, a lack of regular inspections, especially at older homes, increases that risk. So, all Democrats, State Senator Sam Singh of East Lansing, is putting together a Michigan septic system code with Senators Veronica Kleinfeld, Democrat from East Point, Dana Polhanke, a Democrat from Livonia, and Sue Sink, a Democrat from Dexter. All of them signing on to be co-sponsors of Singh's bill. Now, the bill being introduced this week is Senate Bill 771. Includes specifications for minimum distances between drinking water sources and septic tanks, along with a mandatory inspection every 10 years on systems that are 30 years or older. This would put the responsibility to regulate and inspect septic systems on local public health departments. These new potential responsibilities raise concerns about the strain on staff and budget for local health departments across the state. Norm Hess, the executive director of the Michigan Association for Local Public Health, said that despite the concerns, the state would benefit from having a statewide code. The legislature is going to have to come up with the additional funding to pay for it. I don't want people to have the understanding that there's no one out there regulating septic systems. Has said that adding these new standards will still allow local codes, to maintain and exist. Has added that simply a statewide code would also help those who own multiple homes, as they would have to keep track of multiple septic regulation guidelines. Currently, already in Michigan, local counties, 11 of our 83 counties, do in fact have septic codes. Those counties include Oakland, Washtenaw, Kent, Livingston, Mackinac, Grand Traverse, and Ingham counties. Kind of interesting, because these additional inspections and the potential for repairs would be directly the responsibility of the property owner. So what they're basically going to do is force you to pay for an inspection. I'm sure the health departments aren't going to be doing this for free, number one. And if they come out and do an inspection and find that there's an issue, now you're going to have to repair it. Well, the question is, will Matt Hall and the Republican-controlled House even bring these bills up for consideration? That's something that basically is going to have to be looked at. Now, one of the things that we have are short little stories. Recent poll, 56% of those polled in Michigan believe the cost of living has actually gotten worse during Donald Trump's second term. Cost of living is getting worse during the president's second term, in the opinion of 56% of Michiganders polled, as according to Progress Michigan. Well, first of all, MERS News Service, I don't even look at anything that Progress Michigan does. They are so far left, and their polls are actually what's called push polls. They tee you up with a very hypothetical question that is so over the top, leaning to the left, it's almost blatantly obvious that you're going to answer in a majority of these questions in the affirmative. Surveying 748 people, they found that only 28% thought the cost of living has actually gotten better. So, pretty interesting. Now, one of the gubernatorial candidates is out there already claiming that he will appoint certain individuals to participate on certain committees if he's elected governor. Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the House, his governor campaign announced the formation of its finance committee. The committee, comprised of business, legal, and community leaders, will support the campaign's fundraising efforts, expand its donor network, and build the financial foundation required to continue to run a competitive campaign. Well, speaking of campaigns, reports ending the year for 2025 are coming out. Republican gubernatorial candidate Mike Cox reported that he had raised $5.1 million in the calendar year 2025. He started his 2026 campaign with $4.1 million cash on hand in the bank. For the final fourth quarter of 2025, Cox reported raising more than $500,000. Kind of interesting. I had an opportunity to talk to Mike on Saturday down at the 9th Congressional District's Secretary of State Candidate Forum, and good conversation with Mike. Handed him my card, said, give me a call. I'd like to have you on the show sometime. So we'll see what his campaign strategists, advisors tell him, and whether or not he agrees to come on the show is to be determined. Let's do that. TBD. Short little other side note. Michigan's last four governors, Jim Blanchard, then John Engler, then Democrat Jennifer Granholm, and then Rick Snyder, Republican. They're all speaking on the issue of civility in politics and respectful public dialogue during a noon February 4th, this coming Wednesday, at an event that's being sponsored by the Mackinac Center on behalf of the Michigan Civility Coalition. I'm going to reach out to the Mackinac Center and see if we can get a link to that. It will take place noon this Wednesday, right after my show. So we'll see if we can get a link for you guys, and I'll be able to give it out to you here on tomorrow's show. So very, very interesting short little tidbits. They call them bits and tidbits to share with you here in the last half hour of today's show. Final segment wrap-up of today. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment. Yes, absolutely. Second major storm batters the East Coast. The Groundhog Day event is over, and we are going to have six more weeks of winter. One of the things that's very interesting is what's happening in North Carolina. James City, for example, 18 inches on its way. Greenville, North Carolina, getting a foot. And Charlotte, North Carolina, getting 11 inches. Even Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, picking up 6 inches of snow. So record snows hitting the south and going all the way up to the East Coast. So pretty interesting. One of the other short little story I wanted to get into today, mention to you guys, is that we do have a concert planned for 4th of July at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County, Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of M-115, very easy to get to. So mark your calendars. Saturday, 4th of July, going to have a big, big rock concert at the end of the night when it gets dark out. We're ending with a spectacular fireworks display. So we just wanted to make sure you guys mark your calendars. I even had Ilona and Tim Rugg come up to me and mention that they plan to come to the party. We've got other folks already chomping at the bit. They want to buy their tickets and tell their friends because they will be using Price Slide for the tickets. Prices will come out initially. You'll go online and put in your order, putting in a credit card. However, the card will not get charged until the end of the sale. More people buy the tickets. The price will slide down to the lowest number, and then once we reach that sale quota, the prices will lock in, and that's when your credit card will be charged. So you don't have to pay for it right now. Once we launch the ticket sales, all you have to do is basically RSVP that you're coming. You put in your credit card information, but again, you will not be charged until the final prices have been established. The more and more that you tell your friends and family about it, the more and more the price will come down. So we're pretty excited about it. Also, just 2 weeks later, Antrim County Conservative Union's 7th annual Pig Rose Fun Shoot will be taking place on Saturday, July the 18th. This is going to be in Central Lake, Michigan, out at Richard Davis's compound. We're excited. It's going to be a great event this year because it's just a couple of weeks before the August 4th primary. So we're pretty excited about it. We want you guys to go to the website. Officer Rick, Nick Wallace, and a few others have already gone and put in their order for their tickets. Text me either Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, either one. My phone will automatically send you back a link to the website, acconservatives.org. You can read the post over, get all the information about it, and then go up to the top right corner and click on the yellow donate button. That'll take you to our PayPal account, not yours. Put in your information. The zeros are there to start off with. Put your mouse in there and click on it and put in the correct dollar amount. Fill out the information. If you're buying more than one ticket, there is a box there that says note to seller. Make sure you put in the names of everybody that will be coming so we can put you on the spreadsheet and get you checked in at the gate. You will be required to show your photo ID with your name so that we can cross you off the list so our security people can let you into the private compound. We're excited. All the candidates are going to be invited. We're putting it on their notices, on their emails, sending them to their campaigns, and inviting them to come and participate. So again, text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, and I'll send you the link. As soon as we can get the information about 4th of July, we'll give you guys that information as well. So we're excited. We're very excited, looking forward to it, and it's going to be a great time. Two events in July, so you can already put those on your calendar. Lastly, I don't know how many of you watched the Grammys, but evidently they turned it into a political stage. A lot of the comments that the artists made, along with this little button that many of them were wearing saying ice out. Well, that was the final straw for me. It's been a few years since I've even watched the Grammys. Well, that just made it even more so for me last night. This is absolutely, absolutely amazing that Hollywood thinks that they should be political and telling us how to think. It's unfortunate because it's even affecting the box office. I can't even actually remember the last time we went to a movie. Well, they just made it worse. So that's my opinion. How do you guys feel about it? Let me know what you think, but it's insanity on my part. I just can't see why they would even do it. Who cares what they think politically? Just entertain us. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a great, magnificent Monday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen.